Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of John Dies at the Trend. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. That short show title is a reference to David Wong's book, John Dies at the End, and it was suggested by Ayesh Lal. So they said they were just reading the book and think the second book is extra applicable during the pandemic. So anyways, shout out to Jason Pardo. Miles, how are you?
Great. Fantastic. Never stronger.
That's wonderful. You are flexing to the point that you're shaking.
Yeah. I'm going to get a headache. Trying to get these triceps, man. Trying to throw a horseshoe on the back of this thing, you know what I mean?
Is that what you want? You want a horseshoe?
Hey, you know what they say, man? When I'm working out to my Toxic Man tapes, they tell you biceps are for the ladies, but the tries are for the guys. And I don't know what that means. Does that mean to out of respect, or they're attracted to it? I think Tony Horton is still trying to figure out what he means by that in the P90X tape. But it's all
tries
good.
Are for the guys.
Yeah,
because guys are impressed by them.
Because they're like, yeah, man. Because like everybody can work the biceps too, but the guys know. You know what I mean? And then we're like,
yeah,
you know. But when we say that, all like on the low, maybe I'm dealing with some stuff that it's weird to acknowledge the triceps of. Anyway, welcome to P90X.
Let's tell the people what's trending.
Yeah.
The Office is trending.
Yeah.
They've deleted their blackface scene.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this earlier this week. You know, The Office was it was one of those shows that did kind of like what the Democratic Party likes to do of being like, yeah, see, that's not good. And then not really go much deeper than that. And at the time, that was like sort of, you know, it was a fun way to sort of address the like big racist elephant in the room. Now we're kind of it's interesting because like, yeah, the show has such a different tone where like now I feel like most people wouldn't just like look at camera awkwardly if your boss said some racist shit. You'd be like, well, hold the fuck up, Michael Scott. Just sit the fuck down, my good friend.
Although the Zinsk might just still look at the camera awkwardly.
Yeah. I feel like. And he's going to be like, he's like, it can't be a stereotype if it's true. he's like, affirmative action is racism against white people. So,
Jim.
So Greg Daniels, the creator or co-creator, cause it's really a Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant joint, talked about it in an episode from 2012 where Dwight shows up as, you know, this one of these Pennsylvania Dutch folkloric characters called Belschnickel. And he's like, yes. And he normally shows up with a character named Black Pete. And they're talking about like, oh, it's blackface or whatever. And like, that's not good. And you see Dwight text somebody and they do like a smash cut to someone about to walk into the building in blackface and they get a text and they do a U-turn. You see that character later in the episode and like they've clearly like sort of very quickly smeared off their blackface. So there's like remnants of it. And that's the extent of that reference. But they completely took that out. And, you know, Greg Daniels was saying, very sorry. It's completely like unacceptable, even like as satire. Sorry. And that was about it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like we were talking about this yesterday of is it really because you think it's unacceptable or you just don't want to really, you want to get ahead of being called out about it. So it's better to appear proactive and do it. But yeah, I mean, take a look at anything now. I'm sure there's plenty of things that need to be re-edited, but I think really I would love to also see Greg Daniels say, and yes, because of this, I'm going to, you know, I want to be as a showrunner, put together a show that's empowering like Black creators or, you know, not the usual American looking type of show. Cause that would be something cool he could do with his tremendous power.
Where there were enough Black people on the staff that we never would have made that joke in the first place.
Yeah.
We would have known better.
Yeah.
And they felt empowered enough to speak up. There's a lot of traditions around the world. I think there's a Santa Claus character that is in blackface. And
oh, there's so many. There's also, like Dutch and like in Holland, they have like a despicable blackface character they still do. Because that was kind of the reference of the Office episode.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to reckon with that. Tampa Bay. Tampa has a festival once a year where people dress up like pirates and put brown stuff on their face. So that's something to maybe keep an eye on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, speaking of Florida, 16 NBA players tested positive for COVID-19 ahead of the kind of mass testing of everybody who is planning to participate in the virus bubble playoffs that they're going to do down in Orlando. They are going to give them video games, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tight. But it's, I don't know. So the players are going to be quarantined for 14 days before, you know, do all the things before they're able to come into contact with anybody. I get an increasingly queasy feeling about this NBA plan, and I feel like they're going to have the good sense to call it off before it starts is my hope.
Yeah. It's just I get the desire of the athletes, you know, because it's like you truly have like a one focus lifestyle when you are an athlete. Like I can't think of the run-ins I've had with professional athletes as like in their prime or as like parents, they just seem like it's hard to go from your life being about one thing for a really long time and everything you do is in service of how you're going to perform this one thing. So I get that, but at the same time, you know, you see just how much the owners and people know they're just looking at all the money that is being missed and saying like, isn't it worth trying? Maybe even if we can make it safe. And you just wish they could just, you know, say it's not worth it at all. Like if one person passes away, whether that's someone has to do with the league or in the facilities, that's been a failure, complete failure.
Yeah.
Nobody and I'm also would. Just I'm yeah. just sour because, you know, also soccer came back in England and my team, Arsenal, is just making a joke of themselves. I'm like, this season should have stayed canceled. Don't need to see this.
Now, do the players seem one thing that I'm curious about if the NBA does actually come back is that, like, will the players, besides LeBron, who will always be in incredible, almost bionic shape, will the players like be in shape? Have the players in England been in shape?
We had like 9,000 injuries in like the first 10 minutes of our first game back. It was really? Like, it was out. Yeah. It was like, and but like I told you, it was like that Simpsons scene where Homer goes out the back of the ambulance and falls down a cliff on a gurney. Like, it was that comical. It seemed like a lot of people, when they, like, officially teams came back to have people start training, it was nice to see that some of the athletes, they're just like us, and they also stress eat, despite being, like, you know, million-dollar, you know, athletic vehicles.
Oh, man. I have, I've been trying to lose the COVID-15 that I gained from quarantining and stress eating and eating an entire pint and a half of ice cream in one sitting.
Yeah,
and it's not fun.
What's your, have you ever thought when you eat ice cream like that, are you like, am I dehydrated? And that's why I'm eating so much ice cream? Because I think there are times when I'm like, I know I'm on pace to be like, I will finish this pint of ice cream if someone does not come in and take this out of my hand. I'll try and drink.
Tackle you.
I'll drink water before to be like, maybe I'm just dehydrated. And then my body will be like, I don't actually need this ice cream. I'll drink a huge glass of water. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going. Just going to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. I will do that next time.
Hydrate first. No, and if you still want ice cream, then that means you deserve it. But hydrate first.
Is Jenny's problematic? Jenny's is, I know they're like tied to the Biden campaign in some way.
I know. At this point, it's like you can't win with anything half the time, because then something gets bought up by like Boeing or Raytheon, and next thing you know, like your kids' like teething toys are also like parts of like Predator drones that were, you know, discontinued or some shit.
Yeah. Kanye Gap is trending. I don't know what this is.
Dude, he signed a 10-year deal with the Gap clothing company to bring oversized, over-dyed crew neck sweatshirts to the masses. So he is basically, this is a new, it's Yeezy season at the Gap. And the Gap stock couldn't be happier. The shares went up 39% off the strength of that.
Incredible for them, isn't it? Like, why would he do that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe because it's fast fashion, they can make a lot of clothing cheaply and exploit that labor as they do it. I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling just because they're so massive, it's the scale that the Gap offers versus anything else.
Right.
Like, you could just flood the zone with t-shirts and things that just happen to have bigger sleeves. So that's what he's saying. It's going to be modern, elevated basics sold at accessible price points, unlike all the other Yeezy season shit that was like, you want to pay, you know, $400 for sweatpants that look like they're, you know, Bill Belichick had diarrhea in.
He will continue to sell the overpriced stuff, I'm guessing, right? This is just like in addition to?
If he's like the... I don't even know what he is anymore. Sure. I think you'd think so, because, you know, this was all driven by his desire to, you know, conquer the world of high fashion, which he says, yes, I did that. So in your face, Virgil Abloh. But I don't know I don't know if maybe he's just like realizing it's such a bad look. Like, luxury fashion right now is such a bad look if you're trying to look like anyone connected to like what the, you know, what the like actual world is like. Maybe that makes sense. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. That's the only details that have come out. Like, we don't know anything about numbers, money, what have you. But we just know 10 years, the Gap, and Kanye West. Which is funny because he rapped about them in College Dropout.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that was his original. I was just thinking about that for some reason. That was his original aesthetic, was like Gap, J. Crew, like kind of preppy. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. Finally, McGangbang is trending. A YouTube influencer.
Yeah.
Recreated one, and people are just, a younger generation is just finding out about it.
Oh, that's why it's trending. I'm like, what are these kids going on about?
Yeah. I think her name is Saweetie, and... Yeah, people are just figuring out what it is.
I feel like we should do a podcast where we try and figure this like youth shit out. We're like, Saweetie?
Saweetie?
Because we're just close enough that it's embarrassing. We don't know anything about it. But also so far away that it makes sense, too. And I'm like, I don't. And be like, it's Saweetie, Dad. I'm like, I don't know.
You were You were saying that they did a thing with these TikTokers.
These youngins.
They'd never heard any of like the iconic songs from the 2000s.
Yeah, like Say My Name. They just complete like that. When I saw that, I was like, oh, we were really. Now I know.
Like, who's Beyonce?
Well, also, I realized, too, that was, I've always known, obviously, millennial influence is waning in terms of, like, being at the cutting edge of what youth culture is. It's been like that for some time. But now, like, when I see videos of like that, I'm like, oh, no, like, we no longer make the culture. Like, that's not, like, when young kids are like, I don't know what you old people think this is because it's not sacred to us. And now we are the focus of, like, these social media platforms. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to fade to the back and I can fully be an old head.
But if you don't know what a McGangbang is, you order a McDouble, then you order a hot and spicy McChicken, and then you combine the two. You just split the two burger patties and then stick the McChicken in between.
Right. I'm watching her live stream video that she did. She's adding fries. She's really doing something, you know, over the top with it. I mean, but also combining three sandwiches at McDonald's is inherently over the top. But the takes on Twitter, it feels like old millennials starting to be like, can't believe you didn't know the McGangbang. Like, that's what half the tweets I'm looking at, they're like, man, these kids really didn't know what a McGangbang was just because Sweden's like, okay, look, we're old, everybody. We're just accept that. We're old and broke. We thought by this point we wouldn't be so broke, but we are old and broke. And that's just what it is right now.
That is correct. That also, because I'm in the process of trying to fix my diet up a little bit, that make like watching somebody eat and make a McGangbang really is giving me hunger pains. That is, my mouth is literally watering.
Close the window, man. You're gonna mess your microphone up.
Anyways, that is going to do it for the week. Thank you guys for listening. We hope everyone's well. Wash your hands, wear a mask, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other, don't do nothing, and we'll be back on Monday. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.